If you take all the data points of everything going on around you, I mean, it's just overwhelming evidence of what's really going on here. There was an article the other day about our whole universe has a bubble around it, like an electromagnetic bubble. And if you look at the shape of it, it's like a crescent shape. And the word crescent goes back to the letter C, which is to grow and to birth, you know. So the earth plane, or the material, the universe that we're in, is a birthing system. It's a pocket universe. Just like a kangaroo has a pocket, you know. And so the pocket universe is a fractal, holographic image of the spiritual typology of Christ and His church. And so that's why you see the male and the female. You see the female as the responder, as the piece cut off, wanting to be cut back in, desiring to be cut back in, wanting to be loved, you know. That's why the Bible says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Cause, so the woman's main desire is to be loved, you know, accepted unconditionally for who she is or what she is and so forth. And she's a responder. Even her body is a typology of the responder. So she responds. Even if you talk to a woman in conversation, she responds this back to you. As a responder, even it's encoded body, soul, spirit. So the earth plane, the typology is that the Mother Earth and the galaxy, is the responder. The spirit realm is the initiator. The earth plane is the responder. So if you take it and you put it with all the data points. Takes two to tango, right? Takes two to tango. The word two, T-W-O, is important because when you cross your fingers, you cross two fingers, right? And they spiral together. People say, I cross my fingers and hope to die. Why do they cross two fingers? Why don't they cross three? Because it's two is the secret here. Together. To get her. Somebody will, you know, let's say somebody's really gung-ho about making money or starting a business or doing this. Or they'll say, well, he's really a go-getter. He is really a go-get-her, a go-getter, a go-get-air. So what's this whole thing about? It's all about the hound of heaven coming after you with the word, the seed of the word, the Holy Spirit, the spirit realm, trying to birth in a new creation, a new creature. Instead of the old Adam, he's trying to birth in a new Adam that's a responder, that's a responder or a pulling back to God, you know, a gathering together. Now the only way to get back to God, and that desire is encoded in everybody's heart, really. Everybody wants to get back to God. They might not know it, but that's what they want. That's what addictions are. Addictions are just a substitute of trying to find God. That's all it is. If you want to cure your addiction, seek God. Seek God with all your heart, mind, soul. And your addictions go away because you're seeking God. An addiction, not only is it a substitute, but it's a bad substitute. That's why people have addictions, because they're not looking for God. They're setting their affections on things down here, because this place is crazy. So if you look at the coronavirus, you look at all the stuff going on, it should push a person to seek God, to pray, to try to find God, look for the truth. Ask questions, seek and knock. If you seek God with all your heart, you'll find Him. That's what the Bible says. And so, what we're seeing here is we're seeing a system that's a birthing system. And through all the pain, you see a woman has pain to have a baby, right? It's travail and birthing. All the pain that she goes through, and then the baby pops out. So all the pain and the trouble of the earth and all the craziness going on, it's all about birthing in Christ in the inner man, but it's going to manifest on earth for 1,000 years. The Antichrist is going to try to promise an age of Aquarius, fake revealing. So what's happening is it's a revealing of Christ. This whole thing is about revealing Jesus to the whole world. And by doing that, people can get back to God through Christ. There's only one mediator between God and man. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's all about bringing everything and everybody back together. It's encoded in the joints and your fingers. It's encoded in your fingernail. It's encoded in the prints on your hand, your fingerprints. It's encoded in your forearm. It's encoded in your fingers. It's encoded in your body's a ship, you know. It's encoded in all the ships, corporation ships. It's encoded in airplane ships, your car ship, your body ship, your water body ship. It's encoded everywhere. The same truth is encoded. And so the nexus point to get back to God is the cross. N-E-X-U-S. The letter N is the snake and the fish, and the letter E and X, the letters E-X is out, and U-S is us, getting us out of here. The snake represents sin, the fish represents fishing us out of our dead, where we're dead in trespasses and sin, right? And God is fishing us out. He's rescued. He's taking us out of this place by His Spirit, by the cross, by what happened at the cross. The nexus point is the cross. The end is the snake on the cross, and also the fish on. He was fish. He's got a. The devil hooked you downward, but God is hooking you upward. The letter N looks like a hook. EX, it means out. He's hooking you out. Us, U.S. is us. He's pulling us out of the devil's trap and the devil's snare and the devil's game and the devil's Babylonian system that we're in. It's a hook. And so you're either hooked to the system or the world, the material. You're hooked to death, really. Because everything down here is dying. Everything's dying. But the inner man can be renewed day by day by His Spirit. So though the outward man perishes, the inner man is being renewed day by day. And so that nexus point, which is the cross, that is how we get back together with our Creator. Faith alone in the finished work of Jesus on the cross. And so all those things happening, the coronavirus, it's all birthing pains, it's all travail. Travel means travail. It's all travail. It's birthing pains. Even the earth is going through its birthing pains. Everything's going through its birthing pains. Spiritually being birthed. Every time you grow, if you want to learn a new topic, you want to learn a new musical instrument, you want to learn a new skill, you want to learn how to use a new tool, everything's a learning process. It's a growth process. And moving to the next step, whatever it is travail and pain, it's a process. But God is making copies of His Son. He's bringing home the elect. He's birthing in the elect. Copies. Images. till Christ be formed in you. He's making copies of Jesus. And he's using the word, he's using the preaching of the word, and he's using the Holy Spirit, and he's using teachers, and he's using people with spiritual gifts to make a copy of himself, his son. That's what's happening. God made man in his image. God made man upright, but he sought out many devices. God has made you in his image so that because man fell, Adam and Eve dropped mankind into sins. Because man fell, man has a void, a God void to seek God. And it's encoded in everything that you look at. Paper towels. You look at the paper towel, it's paper, pa-per, towel, T-O-W goes back to two, but it also goes back to tau, T-A-U, or T-A-W, which is the cross, L, per the pa, tau, L, pa-per is paper, towel, pa-per, tau, L, per the pa, the cross of God, L. Paper towels. Pa, per, tau, L. Per the pa, the cross of God. Jesus is God. He made a way of escape. Pa, per, tau, L. Paper towels. It's encoded in everything. The truth of the cross is encoded everywhere that you look.